Welcome dear listeners to the episodes of Mahabharata. In the last episode, we heard up to fight between Bhima and Duryodhana. Today, we are going to hear from the invincible Bhishma. The next day, the Kaurava army was arrayed in circular formation called Mandala Vyuha. Duryodhana stopped resplendent like Indra at the center of this great and well-equipped army. Yudhishthira asked Arjuna to arrange his army in the form of Vajra or Thunderbolt. The battle began. In several places, many great heroes were fighting. Drona and Virata engaged each other. Bhishma was facing Arjuna at another place. Shikhandi and Ashwatthama fought a big battle at another sector. Duryodhana and Dhrishtadyumna fought with one another. In yet another place, Virata's two sons had died on the first day's battle. On the seventh day, the third son of Virata, Sanga, was also slain by Drona just as his father came near him. Shikhandi was defeated by Ashwatthama. His chariot was smashed and he jumped down and stood sword and shield in hand. Ashwatthama aimed his shaft at his sword and broke it. Shikhandi wheeled the broken sword and hurled it at Ashwatthama with tremendous force. But Ashwatthama escaped from the sword. Shikhandi, badly beaten, got into Satyaki's chariot and retired. Kritavarma faced Bhima. Bhima killed his charioteer and horses and made him miserable. He got into the chariot of Shakuni and withdrew. Bhima now once again began killing the elephants of the enemies in large numbers. The Kaurava army was doing its best to withstand the attack of the Pandavas, but in vain. The Pandava side was too powerful. The highlight of the day was the fight between Bhagadatta and Ghatotkacha. Bhagadatta attacked Ghatotkacha and put to flight all his supporters. But Ghatotkacha stood alone and fought bravely. Bhagadatta was seated on his wonderful elephant. It was an equal match. Each hit the other and each was treating the other with contempt. Ghatotkacha hurled a javelin at Bhagadatta. But Bhagadatta caught it and broke it to pieces. Ultimately, Ghatotkacha had to leave the field to save himself. It made the whole Kaurava army happy. Then, the elephant of Bhagadatta started destroying the army of the Pandavas. Nakula and Sahadeva attacked their uncle Shalya. Nakula's horses were killed. Nakula got into the chariot of Sahadeva. Together they fought against Shalya. Sahadeva was in a furious mood. He threw a javelin at Shalya. It made Shalya unconscious. He fell down in a swoon. The charioteer skillfully drove the chariot away and saved Shalya. At noon, Yudhishthira attacked Shrutayos. He began his attack with a big shower of arrows. Shrutayus returned the attack of Yudhishthira. One of his arrows broke the armor of Yudhishthira. Yudhishthira then lost his temper and sent a powerful arrow which pierced Shrutayus' breastplate. That day, Yudhishthira looked like an angry cobra. He killed the charioteer and horses of Shrutayus. The chariot was smashed and Shrutayus ran away from the battlefield. Yudhishthira went unchallenged and began to destroy the Kaurava army. Kripacharya attacked Chetana but fared badly. Chetana killed the charioteer of Kripa and also the horses of his chariot. Shakuni managed to carry away Kripa in his chariot. Drishtaketu struck Bhurishravas. Several arrows were sticking to Bhurishravas' breastplate. Even in that condition, he fought bravely and compelled Drishtaketu to retire in disgrace. Three of Duryodhana's brothers attacked Abhimanyu, but they were no match for Abhimanyu. Soon he had them at his mercy. He spared their lives because his uncle Bhima had sworn to kill them. In the meanwhile, Bhishma came to help the princes. He attacked Abhimanyu. Arjuna from a distance saw it and said to Krishna, "Our grandfather will have a tough time with my son. Drive the chariot towards Bhishma." By then, the other Pandavas also joined Arjuna. Duryodhana and Jayadratha saw Arjuna proceeding towards Bhishma. They joined Bhishma. Then a dreadful combat ensued between Abhimanyu and Bhishma. Arjuna was stopped by Susharma. Arjuna said to Susharma, "I know you to be one of the foremost in battle. I also know that you are still nursing that old hatred against me. During the Rajasuya, I defeated you. It is hurting your mind. But today, I shall not spare your life." Then followed a big fight between them. Then Trigartas attacked Arjuna from all sides. The fight was long and fearful. Arjuna cut off the bows of everyone. Wounded by Arjuna's arrows, they rolled on the field with their bodies mutilated. Arjuna swiftly proceeded towards the chariot of Bhishma. Bhishma faced all of them with a smiling face. He fell upon the troops, destroying them with a shower of arrows. He mowed down everyone in a moment. Yudhishthira was standing undaunted when the arrows of Bhishma fell on him. But Bhishma was in top form. The Pandavas could not face Bhishma. Yudhishthira was very angry with Bhishma. He looked at Shikhandi and said, "Shikhandi, you have not kept your promise of slaying Bhishma. Why are you afraid of Bhishma? Hurry up." Shikhandi then turned his chariot towards Bhishma, but Shalya came in between. He did not allow Shikhandi to proceed towards Bhishma. In the meanwhile, Bhishma broke Yudhishthira's chariot to pieces. Then Yudhishthira got into Nakula's chariot. To help the Pandavas, several kings rushed towards Yudhishthira. Bhishma was at his best. None seemed able to prevent the ruin of the Pandava army. Trigartas were deliberately engaging Arjuna at a distance, not allowing him to come anywhere near Bhishma. Jayadratha pierced Bhima, who was furiously rushing at him, mace in hand. Unperturbed, Bhishma slew all the horses. Chitrasena, one of the brothers of Duryodhana, rushed in order to slay Bhima. Bhima too rushed at him with mace in hand. Looking at the terrible form of Bhima, all the Kuru warriors ran hither and thither to save their lives. But Chitrasena, without any fear, faced Bhima with a sword in hand. Bhima smashed Chitrasena's chariot. Vikarna immediately took Chitrasena into his chariot. Then there was a dreadful battle between them. The sun set. The battle came to an end for that day. The Pandavas were successful in individual combats. But a considerable part of the Pandava army had been destroyed by Bhishma. The tired warriors rested. Bhishma gives his word to Duryodhana. The eighth day dawned. Bhishma arranged the Kaurava army in the form of Urmi. Urmi means ocean. Bhishma made the army spread out on either side like the waves of the ocean. The Pandava army was arranged in the form of Shringataka. Shringataka means horns. The loud noise of the drums mingled with the blare of conches and the slapping of the arms on shoulders and thighs. He war cries and shouts of the warriors were loud and dreadful and filled all the quarters with fear. Bhishma rushed against the Pandava host, filling the heavens with the clattering sound of the hooves of his horses and threatening the enemies with the wang of his bow. Yudhishthira ordered his whole army to attack Bhishma, but the powerful Bhishma began to fell with his shafts the Smakas, the Shrinjayas and the Panchalas, all mighty wielders of the bow. Bhishma was mercilessly cutting off the arms and heads of all those heroes. Now Bhima rushed against him with a loud cry. There was a dreadful duel between Bhima and Bhishma. Bhima covered him with a shower of arrows. He killed his horses and charioteers. Seeing that, Duryodhana commanded his troops saying, "Slay this Bhima." Then Duryodhana's brothers attacked Bhima. But Bhima was terrible that day. He killed 8 of them one after another. Duryodhana was watching the slaughter but could not do anything. In anger, he went to Bhishma and poured out his grief. He said, "My heroic brothers have been killed by Bhima. Your indifferent and partial attitude is responsible for this. I do not know what to do." Hearing these words, Bhishma, inflamed with rage, said to Duryodhana, "Your words are cruel. I tell you truly that every one of us will be killed by the Pandavas. You have been under the impression that the Pandavas will be easily killed. But now it for certain that even the gods led by Indra cannot kill them." It was midday. The Pandavas were not attacking Bhishma, but Bhishma was destroying the Pandava army mercilessly. Drona and Bhishma were bent on killing everyone. Iravan, the son of Ulupi and Arjuna, was attacking Shakuni. Iravan was equal to Arjuna in strength. He hit Shakuni very severely. Duryodhana went to Alambusa and told him, "Iravan is harassing Shakuni. Go and fight with him." Alambusa was a great Rakshasa. He adopted magic tactics and fought with Iravan for a long time. Ultimately, the Rakshasa severed Iravan's head from his body. Seeing Iravan dead, Ghatotkacha uttered a loud war cry which made all the Kaurava army tremble with fear. He played with the Kaurava army as a cat plays with mice. Duryodhana personally led an attack on Ghatotkacha. He fought most bravely. He killed a number of men of the army of Ghatotkacha. Bhishma sent Drona to protect Duryodhana. Drona reached there with several of his warriors. All of them simultaneously attacked Ghatotkacha. But Ghatotkacha was unmoved. He welcomed all of them, shouting in his powerful voice and terrifying everyone. Yudhishthira, hearing the war cries of Ghatotkacha, said to Bhima, "Ghatotkacha is probably fighting all alone. I am worried about his safety. Arjuna cannot go there now since he is facing Bhishma. I want you to go and help your son." Accordingly, Bhima joined Ghatotkacha. The battle became even fiercer. Ashwatthama was helping Duryodhana. They fought for a while. But when Bhima lifted his mace and tried to kill Duryodhana, they fled from his presence. On the one side, Bhishma was routing the Pandava army, and on the other side, Bhima was destroying the Kaurava army. Duryodhana approached Bhishma and said, "Please kill Ghatotkacha, otherwise he will destroy our army totally." Bhishma replied, "I am not free now. I shall send Bhagadatta to attack Ghatotkacha." Accordingly, Bhagadatta, sitting on his famous elephant, Supritika, rushed towards Ghatotkacha. Then ensued a dreadful combat between the Pandava forces and Bhagadatta's divisions. The Pandava army tried to harass the elephant which was rushing madly at them. The entire army was held at bay by just one elephant. Then there came the king of Dasarnas on another elephant and made the elephant of Bhagadatta stop in its destructive course. The two elephants stood, each blocking the path of the other. It was a wonderful sight. Bhagadatta sent arrow after arrow and made the king of Dasarnas leave the battlefield. The Kaurava army cheered lustily. In the meantime, Ghatotkacha was joined by Arjuna, who had just heard of the death of his son Iravan and was in great sorrow. He said to Krishna, "This is what my uncle Vidura predicted long ago, saying, 'What good will we reap by slaughtering our own kinsmen? It is better to die as a beggar than to kill so many people for the sake of the throne.' I understand now why Yudhishthira was prepared to accept 5 villages. But now it is too late to lament. Take my chariot towards the army of the Kauravas." Bhishma met Arjuna once again. In the meantime, Ghatotkacha was still destroying large number of the army of the Kauravas. Bhima met the sons of Dhritarashtra once again. He began to destroy them one by one. 8 more of them were then killed. The army had to retreat. It was getting dark. The battle came to an end for the day. It was a terrible day for Duryodhana. 24 brothers of Duryodhana had been killed by the Pandava hosts and their allies. Duryodhana, Shakuni, Dushasana and Karna assembled to discuss how the Pandavas could be conquered. Duryodhana said, "Even Drona, Bhishma, Kripa and others have not been able to kill the Pandavas. I don't understand the reason for this. O Karna, the Pandavas are reducing my army in great numbers every day. I am now diffident of winning the war." Karna laughed and said, "O Duryodhana, don't worry. Your grandfather is very fond of the Pandavas. Let him withdraw first, and I promise you that I shall kill all the Pandavas then." Duryodhana then went to Bhishma and said, "O grandfather, you are great and invincible, no doubt, but it has no effect on the Pandavas. Please permit Karna to join the fight so that he may kill the Pandavas. He will do what is dear to my heart." Though Bhishma was burning with anger, he controlled himself and said, "My son, why do you pierce my heart with your cruel words? I am doing my best. I have told you time and again that the Pandavas are really invincible. They are protected by Krishna, who protects this whole universe. They cannot be killed either by me or you or Drona. What to speak of Karna? You are foolish. I am destroying the army of the Pandavas every day. I will be so terrible tomorrow that the people of the world will talk about it as long as the earth endures. Go and take rest now."